George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future in our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America's now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. It's time, America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. And send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you, your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. We're going to be talking about things that affect our lives every day and how can we make a difference in the world. How can we have a rich and satisfying life in this world? But before I do that, I want to just make a couple of announcements. If you want to reach me, please email me at amber@ambermayshow.com or write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. Head on to my website. Help me spread the word about the Amber May Show by purchasing my bumper sticker from my corner store. Well, I want to talk to you and ask you to pray about a couple of things. First of all, there's some exciting news. God is really working in this country, but He also needs your help to make this country go back to morality. Because without morality, a nation will fall. A nation cannot live without morality. And one way God is really moving in our country, and I'm going to ask you to pray right now, the Arizona State Republic House of Representatives just passed a bill to allow an elective Bible class in public high schools. This This is huge. This is monumental. It took one person to get prayer out of school and maybe remember praying in school. And now we don't want to pray in school. And since then, we've had Columbine happen and several other shootings. I just heard last week about this third grader who shot another third grader. Third graders shooting each other. It's unbelievable. Actually, the gun went off in the kid's backpack and shot another student, but why did he bring a gun to school in the first place? And it's in third grade. I remember a couple years ago, what university, I can't remember what it's called, but they had a shooting there. I mean, there are shootings all the time, and you might live in an era that's full of shootings every day. Not only that, teen pregnancy went up. We took prayer out of school, and all these terrible things are happening. I'm excited to have this elective Bible class. It's not stomping on anybody's toes so people don't think that it's infringing on religious rights, forcing someone to become Christian. Actually, I wish everyone would become Christian, but if God himself isn't going to push himself on you, then I'm not going to either. But at least there's an opportunity to hear a savior that loves you. Let me tell you about God a little bit, about how much he thinks about you. He thinks about you more than the sands that are on the seashore. That's how much he thinks about you. He rejoices over you with singing every day, and his mercies towards you are renewed every day. You might screw up and you might anger him, but you know what? Every day he gives you new mercy, and he knows how many hairs are on your head. And he knit you together in his womb. So if there's a God that thinks about you and cares about you and loves you that much, and he's willing to let you choose to have a relationship with him, then I'm not going to force the issue. But I'm excited because this is a chance to get morality back into school, and a chance for you to meet the Savior, a chance for you to get to know who God really is. So I'm excited. Please pray that it passes the Senate. Also, pray for our brothers and sisters in California. Remember, I think it was Proposition 8, it was a marriage amendment that said they only want to recognize marriage between one man and one woman. Well, it went to court because the gay rights movement is furious about it. So let's pray for the judge that he makes a godly decision to have marriage between one man and one woman. People don't realize, but they miss out on a rich and satisfying life because they're blinded by the lies of Satan himself, saying that it's fine to have sex with your same sex or with beasts or have pornography or anything like that. It's sick. It's, you know, today, just driving home from work, actually, I ran across a strip club that was packed full of cars. What's wrong with that picture? Our mind is so brainwashed and we just do not think correctly about sex. We need to go back to what the basic is. What is sex all about? Let me tell you something from a female perspective and from a scientific perspective. Sex bonds females to males, and breastfeeding bonds their babies to the moms. I mean, there's a bond that gets built. And God uses that to build a family. And he wants a family. Kids need a mom and a dad. Really, ideally, and I think everybody knows, the best choice for a kid is having two parents. And it's not always possible, but that's the best. And so fighting for this marriage between one man and one woman might wake people's minds up to realize that they could have a rich and satisfying life, because that's all God wanted for us. That's what he wrote in the Bible. He gave us the direction to have the most rich and satisfying life. And when we go astray from his word, then we bring ourselves heartache and sorrow and trouble, and he doesn't want that for anybody. He's like, here, this is the roadmap. This will make you the best. This will give you the happiest time if you just listen to me. You know, having sex outside of marriage is not pleasing to God, because now you're bonded with so many other people. And then when you get to a marriage relationship, it kind of weakens it, because then your spouse is thinking, man, am I as good as this person? Maybe you don't, you know, think I perform as well as Joe Schmo, or vice versa. Maybe the female feels inadequate because she might think in your mind that she can't please you enough. Well, that doesn't build a marriage up. But if you've never had sex before and you wait till the marriage bed to have sex for the first time, then you don't have those, well, maybe I'm not stacking up, that subject that comes up to tear a family apart. We have to get back to what God says. And my idea is to strengthen marriage. So pray for the people in California, pray for the judge. But my idea to get the word out and to put pride back into marriage, because I don't think people really think it's a big deal, but it's a huge deal. Listen to my shows I did about a couple weeks back to refresh your mind. You can hop onto my website and check out the shows. It's like God and Family, God and Man, and things like that. So if you missed out, go to my website, check it out. Also, check out Concubines vs. Wives. I have that for sale at my corner store, so you can check that out. and see what is so important about that marriage. And my idea is having a parade. If the gays can have a parade and be prideful of something that is against nature, then why can't married people proclaim it and say, I'm proud to be married? And maybe have women wear their wedding veils, and maybe have Catholic and Christian schools, high school bands play in the parade, and then at the end of the parade have a carnival so the whole family can get together and enjoy each other. And maybe it'll get people thinking that, hey, I should get married. There's nothing shameful about being married, but it's the most rich and satisfying way to go, because when you live with someone, a lot of females I come across, I can't speak for males, but a lot of females I come across tend to be more insecure than the women that are married. So I would really love to see a parade and it go across the whole nation. Maybe it starts off here and then just goes viral, because that's all God really wants, is a rich and satisfying life for us. And he gives us the roadmap on how to do it. The other thing I want to pray for, ask you to pray for, is Pastor Yusuf in Iran. He is held in prison since 2009. He's on death row right now, and he could face execution at any time. And I want you to pray that God releases a mighty miracle in his favor. And you know what? To be honest with you, there are thousands of Christians all over the world that have already been praying for him. And I think that's why there's something preventing him from already being executed. If you ever read Daniel chapter 10, it talks about how Daniel prayed and God immediately released the answer to the prayer. And an angel got caught up fighting a demon because the demon didn't want Daniel to have the answered prayer. And 21 days that angel fought. And so finally, Michael, the archangel, the angel over all the angels, came and released that angel and fought the battle so that angel could give Daniel the message. And perhaps our prayers are in this realm we can't see, perhaps our prayers are doing something, preventing, you know, there's a fight going on and the angels fighting the bad demons. And perhaps, I don't know, I'm just guessing that maybe that's why the full miracle hasn't been released yet. Whatever the case will be, I know God will get the glory at the end. And if Pastor Yusuf dies, at least he's going to be with the Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to pray that his testimony releases that Islamic hold on that nation so people can realize the saving power of Jesus Christ, the loving Savior of Jesus Christ. So God is working here in America, and he is working across the sea. He is working in an Islamic country right now. If that guy dies, he's going to be a martyr. And you know what? Maybe more people will come to Jesus Christ. But I'm hoping that God will just miraculously take him out of that death camp, just like he did with Peter and Silas when they were in prison. And he miraculously opened the prison walls and they were able to go free. So pray with me about that. But God's moving. He's moving strong and mighty. But he needs you. He needs you to take action. What action are you going to take? What are you going to do? I've already been contacting people here in where I live about this Pride to be Married parade. What's so wrong about not being proud to be married? I mean, it feels like people are taking the marriage thing not serious, and they don't have respect for marriage, and it's time to put that back. And if we put marriage back as a respectful place, then morality starts building again. A nation's only as strong as the family. And if the family's weak, the nation's weak. And if morals are weak, then the nation's weak. So what are you going to do today? What's your plan? You can pray, and I hope you pray. But when you pray, then take action. Faith without works is dead. So how are you going to influence your world? Did you know you influence the world by changing the world of one? And that means by changing one person's life, you slowly change the world. God wants a relationship with you. But if pornography is in the way, he can't have that relationship with you. If homosexuality is in the way, he can't have a relationship with you, because sin separates us from God, and he doesn't want that separation, and he's here to break you free from that. Are you ready to break free from whatever it is? Are you having sex outside of marriage? Because he's willing to break you free from that. He wants to have a relationship with you, but that is blocking the way. Are you drinking too much? That separates you from having a relationship with him. Are you a liar? Do you lie all the time? Do you lie because you don't feel good about yourself? Because that separates you from him. But he wants to break you free, because who the sun sets free is free indeed. And he just wants a relationship with you so much. And once you have a relationship with you, then he wants to have you take action, because he wants others to have a relationship. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. He came for the whole world, and the whole world doesn't necessarily want him. And you know what? we in 2 Samuel, I talked about this before in previous shows, they rejected God as their king, and God was so sad about that. Because he just wants to love you, and he wants a relationship with you. And then we need to influence the world like Pastor Yusuf did and said, no, I'm not going to believe in Islam. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I know who my Savior is. I know who the one who made me, and I want to worship him. I could go on and on, but my time is running out. So remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because number two will look out for you.